Do you feel like you should expect anybody else to be moved in and out of positions, like maybe an Arian Springs coming over to play quarterback with you?
I think that's probably a question for the coaches. You know, we're just out there with the guys that are out there right now, and they've done a great job of learning what we're supposed to do, and so I'm excited with the guys we have.
Dimitri Birch has been with quarterbacks for a little while. What have you seen from him? What sort of surprises you about the way he works?
He's just a really athletic guy. He's picked up the offense pretty quickly, and he adds a dimension to the quarterback position, so he's done a great job.
Justin, how important is tempo in the success of Coach Taggart's offense?
It's pretty important. It's definitely something that they've placed a huge importance on, and so we're doing our best of getting fast and just going as fast as we can.
How do you guys work on that in practice?
Just the drills we do. I think running from position to position, just running from drill to drill, and getting on the ball as fast as we can.
Is this your second ball camp? What's easier this time around than last year?
I think already knowing the offense from the spring. Last year I came in and had to learn the offense in the fall camp, and so it was pretty tough last year, but it's definitely gotten easier this year.
You know, he started as a true freshman when he played as well too, and he said his sophomore year is when things started to slow down a little bit. Have you talked to him a little bit about, you know, what that kind of like year one to year two should feel like, and have you noticed any kind of that slowing down?
Yeah, we've definitely talked about his story and the things that he picked up on, and he's definitely helped me out with just a bunch of the stuff that you run into in year two, and he's definitely been a huge help, and I'm so glad that he's around here.
Justin, did you go to Taylor Alley's wedding?
I did not. Unfortunately, we had practice that day, so had to be here practicing.
You've had some receivers kind of in and out. Where are you at just building chemistry with those guys as a group right now?
I think we've done a great job so far. I mean, they were here this offseason, and we got to throw with them a bunch, and they've done a great job of stepping in and filling in. And so I think when we get guys back, it'll help even more.
Dylan Mitchell seems like he has kind of an interesting personality, just talking to him at Media Day. How would you describe what he's like as a person and as a football player?
He's a really cool dude. I really have enjoyed getting to know him, and he's an awesome guy off and on the field, and so I couldn't be more excited to play with him.
What are your expectations for kind of what he can do on the field for you guys this year?
Yeah, he's going to be able to do it all. He's such a great receiver, and I know I can trust him with any ball I throw to him, so I think if I put it in the general vicinity, he'll go up and get it.
How often are you guys running two back sets?
It's a formation. It's not like a huge formation for us, but it's been a couple times so far.
Does anything change for you when you have maybe Royce and Tony on the field at the same time?
Nah, not really. I think it's the same job. Get the ball to the guys out there and let them do the work.
So much experience behind you and at receiver, does that kind of naturally create a way for you to be more vocal or more commanding of helping guys out, knowing where they need to be or how to run routes?
Yeah, I think it's helped a little bit. I think having guys that like that, you have to kind of step up and take charge a little bit, but they've done a great job of learning, and so I haven't had to bark at them too much.